DuPage County resident Janine Marshall Gatlin waited in line for the vaccine with her elderly mother at a World's Cathedral of Grace St. John AME Church. She says they hope to inspire the rest of the family to do the same.
My mother's getting ready to have a birthday, and it's important to make for us to make sure that we can come together, even a small family gathering of 10 people, and not jeopardize her life or the life of my father for us to be able to just fellowship on a Sunday and have a meal together.
Marshall Gatlin says the Black community should not be fearful, and she wants people to realize the vaccinations will save their lives. John E. Birch is the pastor of North Avenue MB Church of Sycamore. He states that those who don't trust the vaccine should do their research.
In the past, there have been historical problems with the medical community and our community, but we think we have a handle on that. A number of our own physicians, people that look like us, are actually in there and making sure that it is safe for our people.
Birch wasn't signed up to get the vaccine at this event, but says he will take it as soon as he can. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he understands the concerns of the Black community. He says people are more likely to get the vaccine if individuals they know are doing the same. He points out the healthcare inequities existed way before the virus.
Inequities that I'm committed to eliminating. Even if everyone who wants to be vaccinated today were to receive it, that wouldn't be enough for us to reach herd immunity. So it's important that we get the message out to those who are vaccine hesitant.
Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin brought together members of Black Vax Aurora, a group working to ensure fair access for the COVID-19 vaccine, and DNA Healthcare to plan this first event to fix these inequities.
A disparity in minority communities is nothing new, but now we are dealing with a deadly pandemic, and the Black and Brown and poor communities of America are suffering the burden at a higher rate.
Theodia Gillespie is the president and CEO of Quad County Urban League. She mentions the contributing factors for the disproportionate COVID-19 death rates in Black communities. A lack of health insurance, no access to healthcare services, and housing that doesn't allow social distancing are just a few.
These are made worse by low-wage employment that doesn't offer work-from-home options that require interaction with the public and reliance on public transportation, both of which increase the likelihood of exposure to this disease.
She says she is taking the vaccine to help reduce fear and doubt. Many other leaders were there to show their support by getting the vaccine. Pastor Birch says those who are resistant to getting the vaccine should still follow the Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. He is suggesting that they continue to wear their mask, keep their distance, and wash their hands. More than 700 individuals signed up for vaccinations. A similar event for the Latinx community will happen March 19th. I'm Yvonne Booz.